Hello, and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is part three of Detours to Your Destiny. Here's Pastor Steve.
One thought can bring you into bondage. Being in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong person will result in the wrong behavior. We need to stop saying, well, that could never happen to me. Perhaps David thought that. And as a result, your family will be affected. Your children will pay a price. Those who love you will weep. And the name of God will be put to shame. Yes, there are consequences by taking the detours that we take in life. And those consequences always bring heartache. Proverbs chapter 11 and 29 says, "He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind." What does that mean? It means every evil influence will begin to blow through your home. Now let's follow some of the results of David's sins. One of the first things that happened was we see his son, Amnon. He becomes filled with lust. Folks, don't think that the demons that oppress you are not going to oppress your children. The Bible says that the sins of the fathers follow the children. What does that mean? It simply means that your behavior, what your children watch, they become prone to it themselves. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they shall go, and then when they're old, they will not depart from it. That's the good part of the scripture if you're thinking in a holy way. But the bad part of the scripture is if you train them up watching your vices, when they get old, they'll repeat your behavior. It's a principle. Amnon was not only filled with lust, he was filled with desire for his own sister. Uh-oh. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, it says, "After this, Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her." Amnon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, for she was a virgin, and it was improper for Amnon to do anything to her. Oh, the Bible has a way of putting things. Well, he came up with a plan. He said, "I'll pretend to be ill. I'll get her in my bedroom, and I'll have my way with her." And that's exactly what he did. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 10, it says, "Tamar took the cakes which she had made for him and brought them to Amnon, her brother, in his bedroom. Now when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said, 'Come lie with me, my sister.' But she answered him, 'No, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not this thing, for it is disgraceful. And I, where shall I take my shame? And as for you, you would be as one of the fools in Israel. Now, therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you.'" So here his sister is saying, if you really love me, wait. That's what women used to say. I don't know what they're saying today. Perhaps I've got him on the hook. If I tell him to wait, he may slip off the hook. I'm not talking about Christian women, and certainly not the women in this church, so That's another church, another time. "Now, therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. However, he would not listen to her, and being stronger than he forced her and lay with her." Now, let me tell you the folly of the heart and passions. "Then Amnon, when he was done, hated her exceedingly. The same man who was lovesick, once he had his way with her, he hated her. Every young person should hear this message. You think that intimacy is going to make someone love you more? It's just the opposite. Unless you're married, intimacy is made for husband and his wife. The Bible goes on to say, Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred which he had for her now was greater than the love which he felt for her before. That's the deceitfulness of passions. You can love a person 1 minute, and then when you get what you want, you hate them as much as you loved them before. And Amnon said to her after this, listen, he said, okay, see you later. He said, arise and be gone, girl. I'm done. What are you still doing in my room? Is basically what he said. And then she said to him, no. Oh, no. This evil of sending me away is worse than the other thing you just did to me. But he would not listen to her. Then he called his servant who attended him and said, here, put this woman out. Get her away from me and bolt the door behind her. This is a real story. Well, of course, she was heartbroken. And when her brother Absalom saw her, he said, have you just come from Amnon's room? She said, yes. He said, don't speak about it. Don't say a word, because he's your brother. Some things in life happen, you just have to take it. But what he was really doing was he was plotting revenge. He said, one day I'm going to get him back for this. So the first thing we see, as a result of David's behavior, his son Amnon is filled with lust and rapes his daughter, which is Amnon's half-sister. Well, when his other son Absalom sees what he did to his sister, he begins to plot. Now, let me show you how revenge really works in the heart of individuals. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 23, it says, and it came to pass after 2 full years, 2 years later, that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazar, which was near Ephraim. And Absalom invited all of the king's sons. And then he told the men who were his servants, wait until Amnon gets drunk. Then at my signal, you will kill him. And don't be afraid, because I'm going to be the one who gave the command. Take courage and do what I say. So at Absalom's signal, they murdered Amnon. Now, this is high-level murders, because we're talking about the king's family. Everything that happens here has to do with the king's family. The king allowed this into his family because of the deeds he did in his own life. What are we allowing in our families? What are we opening the door to in our families? Is it blessing? Or is it cursing? We see the lust of the father going to his son, and now we see the murderous spirit of the father in his son. Well, there's one other thing that happened that David was not expecting, and that was the fact that his son Absalom would now rebel against him. He wanted to take his throne. And not only take his throne, that same murderous spirit that Absalom had now was saying, we need to get rid of my father. He's done enough. He's paid his dues. In fact, he's an old man now. Let's just get him out of the way. I want to take over the throne. The Bible tells us in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 12, this has to do when Absalom went to make some sacrifices. He was really plotting against his dad. It says, while he was offering the sacrifices, that he sent for Ahithophel, one of David's chief counselors, Soon many others joined Absalom, and the conspiracy gained momentum. A messenger soon came in Jerusalem to tell King David, "All Israel has joined Absalom in a conspiracy against you." David said, "Then we must flee at once, hurry, for if we get out of the city before he arrives, both we and the city of Jerusalem will be spared from disaster." All of these things happening in David's life. Wait, it gets worse. He flees the city. He goes. He has to engage in a battle with his own son, whom he loved. Now, he loved his children. I'm sure he was saying, "What have I done? What have I done? That detour did a whole lot more. I thought it was a one-night stand. What have I done?" So he said, "Well, listen, I've got the bravest men, the smartest men, my mighty men. Yes, I'm minus one. But I can pull this whole thing together. That's what David is saying. And I'll get my son Absalom. It's all my fault." Do you ever feel like it's your fault what happens to your kids? It's just something in us that makes us feel that way. Isn't it true? Well, not all of us. Some prophetic people say it's their fault. But really, truthfully, most of us say maybe it was something I did, that my child grew up like this. So he was surely saying in his heart, I'll just get Absalom back. You know, we'll kiss, we'll make up. All of this will go away. Everything will be fine. Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9, that during the battle, Absalom had unexpectedly come up upon some of David's men. He tried to escape on his mule, and his thick, beautiful hair got caught up in the branches of a great oak. And so now he's between heaven and earth, held there by his hair. So much for vanity. His mule kept going and left him dangling in the air, the Bible says. One of David's men saw what had happened and told Joab, the general, "I saw Absalom dangling in the tree." He said to him, "Did you kill him?" He said, "Of course not." The king said, "Not one of us is to lay a hand on the boy." Joab said, actually in verse number 14, it says, "Joab took three daggers and plunged them into Absalom's heart as he dangled from the oak tree. Then 10 of Joab's young armor bearers then surrounded Absalom and killed him." Verse 31, there was a man from Cush who arrived and said, "I have good news for you," speaking to David. "Today the Lord has rescued you from all those who rebelled against you." Now listen to what David says. "What about young Absalom? Is he all right?" And the Cushite replied, "May all of your enemies, both now and in the future, be as that young man is." The king was overcome with emotion. He went into his room over the gateway and burst into tears. And he cried, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I could have died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." The sins of David led to these events in his own family. The consequences of his own sin broke his heart and destroyed his family. Our detours from the Word of God to fulfill our own passions are very costly. Just when you think they're over, they can go on and on and on.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves." Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
We need to make the right choices. We really need not to take chances. We must remember that we're only flesh. We need to stop getting so close to the edge of the line and thinking, well, I can recover from this, or I know this doesn't look right, but I can do it. No. We need to stay as far away from things that are not right. The Bible says avoid the very appearance of evil. If I'm in the wrong place with the right person, I'm still doing the wrong thing. See, there's a time and there's a place for everything. You're not to be with someone that you're not supposed to be with at the right time. You say, well, this is the right time for us to meet. But if it's the wrong person, it's still the wrong thing. It's time for us to begin to take control of our lives. Now, this is a word from the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, folks, God does not want you to walk into something that's going to destroy you and destroy your family. Now, I'm going to say it again. It's not two consenting adults. It's your family. He who troubles his house, his family will inherit the wind. That's the word. It's more than you. Please, for the Lord's sake, if there needs to be some adjustments in your life, make those adjustments today. If you're getting telephone calls from people that you shouldn't be getting telephone calls from, listen, I can't talk to you. Don't call my house anymore. Don't call my cell. If I need to disconnect this cell, I'm going to do it. See, now the Holy Ghost is going into meddling, so just give me a couple of minutes here. Some of you are doing things with people that it's a little questionable. And you know who you are? The message is for all of us. So I'm still talking to all of us. Yes, Tom, turn the air up more because it's going to get a little hotter in here in just a minute. Listen, the devil wants you in hell. He wants your children in hell. He wants your family to suffer. God loves you. You must begin to listen to that voice telling you, oh, don't go there. Oh, that's not the right place to be. That's not the right person to talk to. Women have better discernment than men. A woman can look at another woman and say, Husbands, listen to your wives, because God gave them some radar we don't have. Now, we're supposed to have common sense. It's another woman. It's not your wife. Just give me a couple more minutes. Is that all right? The Holy Spirit is meddling here. It's another woman, and it's not your wife. What are you doing with her? What are you doing? You know, the devil will show you everything wrong with your spouse, and then show you everything right with another person. The truth of the matter is, the grass is not greener on the other side. You'll get on the other side and find out that it's not even real grass. It's astroturf. That wig will come off. Those teeth will come out. That one leg will be unscrewed. You'll say, wow, what I had was better. Well, my husband, he doesn't really pay a lot of attention to me. And And, you know, this person always gives me compliments and wow. I mean, he notices my shoes. He notices my new bag. He notices the dress I have on. Honey, that's because he's trying to look through them. Why do you think he's paying such close attention? He's not looking at your clothes. They're in the way. So he sees them first. Listen, the devil has a trap for us, and we had better be wise not to fall into it. We have invested too much of our lives in the kingdom of God. God has done too much for us to allow the devil to deceive us. It's up to us to do what's proper and what is right. Gentlemen, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to contain your passions, your desires, your eyes. Don't follow the ladies out the door or down the street or look at things you shouldn't be watching, whether it's on the internet or whatever, or magazines and books. It just stirs up your passions. What are you doing that for? You are simply stirring up those emotions to do something later on when you're not even expecting it. All of a sudden, the furnace door will blow open and that fire will come out and consume you both. I'm speaking real to you today. And God is concerned about our walk. God wants us to live right, act right, and not be foolish, especially with the opposite sex. And to say it'll never happen to me is a lie. Take heed lest you fall. Don't put yourself in that situation. Don't have it. Husbands, if you see your wife having problems, you better go tell them. Wives, if you see your husbands having problems, you better say something before it happens. And gentlemen, be teachable. Ladies, be teachable. We're only looking out for each other. I told you before about the person who, you know, thought they were getting a good deal in a person. And then it became an ordeal. And then they began to look for a new deal. That's the progression in a relationship. That's why you shouldn't get involved emotionally with people so quickly. You don't know where that relationship is going. Today, they have this thing, they just jump right into bed. Laying next to each other. What did you say your name was? Well, will you call me tomorrow? I don't know. People really are living like that. And that is coming right into the church. We must not allow it to happen. We must not allow it in the church. Amen? I want to encourage you today, saints, to really look at your life and think about it. Every time the devil tries to tempt you with something you know is not right, every time the devil entices you of something. Now, if you know God, the Holy Spirit's going to tell you that's not right. But if you proceed going in the wrong direction over and over again, after a while, that voice gets fainter and fainter. It's not that God changed his mind. It's because you're just further away from God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If this message was a blessing to you, you can easily listen to it online or download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. If you'd like to help us share this message with listeners all over the world, you can make a secure online gift right there on our website. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part 3 of Detours to Your Destiny. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is truth. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom the Lord has delivered. And so, Lord, help us to share with others the truth of salvation, the cross of Jesus, that he died for us all that we might be saved. Father, we pray that you would give us courage to speak to everyone in our sphere of influence, to let them know that they have a responsibility to know you and to serve you. And Jesus Christ is coming back again so soon. Father, we want every person to be ready. Help us. Give us courage that we'll share the good news of the gospel, that you love us all, and that the power of God is on our side. Bless every person listening today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.